Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer, please. Dear kind Heavenly Father, we do bow here before you. At this hour, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the what we heard from you already this morning, and we thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you that we can trust in it. We can rely on it, Father. This morning, dear Lord, I pray that you would calm my quivering knees this morning. Father, I pray that the message that you have laid in my heart this morning would bring conviction upon the soul that is not ready to meet you. Father, I pray this morning this message that you laid in my heart would bring life, renew life in the ones that have already accepted you. Father, this morning I pray that if there's someone in here that's struggling with situations and agendas, Lord, that it would bring clarity, Father, I just again pray for your spirit to intervene. I pray that you give me words of wisdom. Father, I pray you strengthen me and give me courage. Lord, I can't do this by myself. Father, I need you to help me. Father, I pray against the demons and the devils that are trying to enter into this place. I pray against them in Jesus' name that you would bind them, that they have no free course, that they can't get a finger in or a foot. Lord, that they would be bound forever. Oh God, I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Merv, would you sing the song this morning at this time, 3:15 in the Christian Hymnary? You can sing as many verses of that as you want. Thank you. Good morning. Let's try it again. Good morning. This morning I was blessed with Brother Melvin. Thank you. Some of them same words that he wrote up here that money can't buy, I have in my message today. There's one more that would probably go. There is something in that, those words up there, that produces something that the world don't have today. By the way, Brother Marlon, happy birthday. Happy 40th birthday. Don't forget to sing happy birthday for him today. There is something that comes out of peace, hope, life, love, joy. And I got two joys up there. What's going on here? I must be off a little bit more joyful than what I'm thinking this morning. What did I have in there? Love. I got love in there. Anyways, we'll just move that together. I want you to keep in mind, and I'm before I tell you what that is, I want you to think what it could be. And you, most of you probably won't know what it is. But there is something that these truths produce that man that was in Philip's house don't have. Amen? You don't have it. Not only him, many others. What is it? By the way, I want salvation up here. Now, I don't know what you want to put on the title. I don't care. What is it? That's okay if you don't have it. Life is up there. Faith should be up there. It's supposed to be. That list could go on there. Produces something the world don't have. It's a very little word. Steve. Amen. So now, I kept saying that man that was in Philip's house don't have rest. Because he don't have peace, he don't have hope, he don't have any of that up there in the board. But what about you? Bring it into this house. Bring it in this worship service. Do you have rest? Or is there just something? Something. You put in the list. You put in the blank. Is there something lacking in any of those words on that board? Maybe it's lacking love. Maybe it's just lacking joy. I'll let you. I don't know you. I can't see into the heart, but I know somebody that can. He knows the condition of your heart this morning. So you can put on the title, just rest, if that's okay. I don't care. Rest. I had an experience in the past week where this message was born. I trust that I can ask every individual in this room, and if you're in here and you cannot answer this question with yes, then I plead with you, don't go out that door until you can. I asked a particular person the other morning, do you have rest? Do you have rest this morning? If your answer is what I got the other day, you don't have it. The answer that I got the other day, I want it. Here's rest. You want it? The only way you're going to get it is to come get it. As long as it's sitting up here, you don't have it. But they have been taught that away. As long as you want it, you're good enough. Or the other answer, I hope I do. So this morning, I asked the question, do you have rest? This type of rest, this is what we're going to talk about today. That type of rest, we may go into a little bit of a physical rest, but not much. I agree that we need to use our common sense of how much our bodies can handle, and then we need to rest. We need to lay down and rest. I also asked, why is it that you can't sleep? Or maybe I asked this question. I'm not sure how I asked. What do you think about when you lie down? What is it that you think about nights when you lie down to rest your tired bodies? The answer I got was that she was afraid she might not ever wake up. Is that you in here this morning? That when you lie your heads down on that pillow in the evening, and you think, what if I never wake up? That shouldn't matter. If you have this, let me write a few things on here maybe. This rest means peace, of mind, or spirit and or spirit. And free from anxieties. Anxieties. If you lie your heads down on your pillows, evenings, nights, and that's not in place, And I'm telling you, I plead with you, if you are struggling with anxieties, just something just not, it just don't, it just, it. I want to make a statement here. Do I have all this mastered that I'm going to preach to you today? No. There are nights, maybe quoting what happened through the day. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you continually walk in anxiety. The remedy for that you cannot buy with money. The remedy for that, many people today's ages are trying to buy with money to fix it. And it only causes more dilemma. They go to narcotics. I had the experience of that this week. Lord, have mercy on us. Narcotics don't fix this. It never did, and it never will. But the world, they're convinced it will. That one don't work, we'll try this one. That one don't work, we'll try this one. Well, maybe I need to take a little more. If you got your Bibles this morning, would you please turn to Mark 4. Mark 4, verse 13. And he said unto them, know you not this parable? And how then will you know all parables? The sower soweth the word. You are either in here this morning with some type of soil. One of these four types of soil. And I would encourage you this morning, everyone in here, including myself, what type of soil are we dealing with? Because it's going to make a difference. On how you receive what the Lord has laid in my heart. And these are they by the wayside, where the word is sown, but when they heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. There's no doubt in my mind this morning that you're going to hear me. And there's no doubt in my mind that it's going to go into your heart. Because it says it did in these people. It is your choice what you do with it. I can't do nothing about it at that point. Never can. All I can do is do what the Lord has laid in my heart. I'm going to encourage you again, if you are sitting in this room and you have never experience that rest, please don't go home that way. Because if you do, if you walk through those doors without that rest, without peace, without hope, without life, without love, joy, truth, salvation, faith, and no rest, it's available. Get it today. Harden not your hearts. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. Do it today. Do it now. I have a burden that many just go through it casual-like also. and they never really get that true foundation of rest. Things, and when you're in that situation, then there are things that rise up and show forth. So are you this type of soil that we just read about? And these are they likewise, which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word immediately receive it with gladness. Get it? They heard the word and they received it with gladness. But their heart was stony. What are some of the stones? Some of the stones that may be in your heart today that prevents you from having that true rest. Fill in the blanks. I'm not here to start naming off some of the things. I believe one of them I will. I believe it's that stone of rebellion. That is in many people's hearts. That does not let them have 1 ounce of rest. They talk Jesus. Some days they walk like Jesus, but they have a rebellious heart. And they don't have rest. And it shows forth. Am I saying something that you don't know about? I went through these things in my lifetime of an unrest. Praise the Lord. What does it take to find it? Repent. Turn. Turn from your own agenda. Your own agenda might be right, and it might be good. And surrender all. Surrender all. Take it to the foot of the cross. And when you leave, let it there. That list could go on, what may be in that stony heart this morning. And they have no root in themselves, so they endure but for a time. Afterward, when afflictions and persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. A rebellious person gets offended very quickly. Somebody give me a glass of water, please. And these are they which are sown among the thorns, such as hear the word. And the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and lust of other things entering in choke out the word and become unfruitful. If this is not in your life today, rest, peace of mind and spirit, and free from anxiety, you're unfruitful. Am I talking too plain here this morning for you? You're just going to be unfruitful. There's nothing going to come out of your life that is fruitful. Nothing. And you can do all you want on your own power and an agenda, and you'll be unfruitful. This takes repentance. This takes surrendering. Everything. I have to share a little bit in my conversion. There was something that I thought I could hang on to. And it wasn't It wasn't an earthly thing that I could put my hand on. What was it? Benji, what was it? It was something in me that was so irrelevant that I thought, surely the Lord Jesus Christ will let me have that. Selfishness. I was the most selfish person that you could ever meet. And that was the last thing that I took to the foot of the cross. I said, Lord, you could just have it. I'm done with it. Are you done with it this morning? With whatever you may be facing? There's only one place to go with it. And that is at the foot of the cross. And just dump it out. Your bucket may be clear full. Just dump it out. I'm not mentioning anything, any of these things that could be in your stony heart today. Or just maybe your casual heart. Or maybe the heart that thinks I'm okay, and I'll let you do the sorting through this morning. It's not my job to tell you what's in there. My job is to tell you if this is not in there and it has your heart completely full, every chamber full of rest. And you can go to bed nights and you can lay your head on the pillow and you say, praise the Lord, hallelujah, and fall asleep. And then if you don't wake up, so be it. But I tell you, that man that was in Philip's house, he cannot lay his head on the pillow. I'm not concerned about that out there. I'm concerned about right here in this house today, and my own heart and mind, soul. I'm not saying that there's sometimes that we lie our heads on the pillow and there's just something that didn't go right in that day and we're battling with it. But you know what? Dump it out. Get out inside your bed and just dump it out and then fall asleep. Hallelujah. Don't try to take a narcotic. This is what we need. Rest. And these are they which are sown in good ground, fruitful ground, tilled, ready to plant, ready to put the seed in, and I trust that's here this morning. But if not, prepare that heart this morning for the seed. Such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit. Some 30-fold. Some 60. Some 100. Let's go on. Let's not stop there, brothers and sisters. Let me ask you a question. Who is in jeopardy today? If you are here and you're struggling with something that causes you in unrest, who is in jeopardy? Fathers, if you're in here this morning and you're struggling with something, you just can't find rest. Mothers, if you're in here this morning and you just can't find rest with something you're battling with, who's in jeopardy? Who's going to struggle with you? Your children. Your children. Young people. If you're battling with something, you just can't give it up. I got to have it. I want it. I'm going to get it. This is the only thing you're safe to get right here. That's it. Rest. By the way, all these words up here, peace, is Jesus. Hope is Jesus. Don't try something else. I am the truth and the life. That's who He is. Jesus. Jesus. Can't we just say that? Amen. Truth. Salvation. It's Jesus. Rest. Produces rest. I had firsthand experience of someone that was an extreme situation of anxiety. And that's where this message was born. I have a lot of verses today that I would like to read. I'm not sure. I'm just going to quit when the time comes. Because I'm not going to get through this. There's no way. This is big. This is huge. And we say the world don't have it, and they don't. But I see many of, quote, Anabaptist people, they don't have it either. Let that, Lord help us to get it. It's available. No money can buy it. It's a free gift. And not only that, He wants you to have it. He wants you to have it. And He wants you to have an abundance of it. Rest. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 4. I was going to read the entire chapter 3 and 4, but for the sake of time, I'm not going to be able to do that. Chapter 3... Trying to figure out where to come in here. Chapter 3, verse 7. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today, if you hear His voice, if you're sitting in this room today and you hear His voice, don't be like Balaam. He heard that donkey's voice with a clear, clear, clear. And he did what? He didn't listen. So this morning, if you're here this morning and you hear His voice, I beg you again, don't leave. Don't leave. It may be something. It may be a small thing. And it may be a big thing. But guess what? He don't care. It might even be embarrassing. He don't care. Don't leave. This has been a burden on my heart, brothers and sisters. There were some Sundays that I was sitting in the pew, and when they come time to hand the mic around, I just need to get the mic. If you're sitting in here today and you heard the voice of God and you didn't respond, don't leave. And I'm here to tell you today, don't leave that away. Because you're walking on thin ice. He's a merciful God. He's full of grace. And it's His desire that none perish. That they all come to the knowledge of truth. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years, wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do err in their hearts, and they have not known my ways. The way is Jesus. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into what? Say it with me. Rest. You can't get around it. If you're here today and there is something that is just, you will not find it. You will not find this rest. You will not have the peace of mind or spirit until you do something about it. I could have held on to that selfish act of mine, and I could have held on, and I could have held on, and I would have lost my way. I would be in unrest today. Unrest is just a terrible thing for a person to get into. And you may be in here and you have found that rest. You have found it maybe 10, 5, 4, 2 years ago, but there's just something not settled. Settle it today. That could be us in here too. Settle it today. Harden not your hearts. Take heed, brethren, lest there be any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. If you're in here today and you are in unbelief, you are departed from the living God. And that's a terrible place to be. A terrible place to be. It's a dangerous place to be. Lord, help us. But I exhort one another daily while it is called today. That's my heart this morning. It is yet today. It is yet now. And you're still breathing. But you may be without life. Lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. That's unrest. While it is said, today, if you hear his voice, here it is again, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke, howbeit, not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest? But to them that believed not. So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into this rest. There's a promise. God has promised us that we can enter into this rest. But wanting it and hoping for it, you're not going to get it. I'm going to use a little illustration. Oh, this might be a little selfishness. I don't know. It probably was. Okay. But maybe not. Maybe you'll find out later it wasn't. Okay. If I invite you over and cook for you. But anyway, I had this thing online that I was kind of looking at. And it was I'm not going to be embarrassed. I'm going to tell you what it was. It was a cooktop. Something I could cook on. I love cooking. I had my eyes set on this thing, and I was looking at this thing, and I was telling my wife, well, I really like to have that thing. And she's a little more, she holds back a little bit on those things. We can do without it. I look at it again, but I really want it. I really want that thing. But guess what? I never got it until what did I have to do? Buy it. I can buy that. But I got it. And I cooked on it. I like cooking. But I wanted that thing, and I wanted that thing, and I could have hoped all day long, all year long as I want, and I would have never got that thing. But I made provisions, and I bought it, and I got it. This here, it costs a lot less than that. Cost surrender, sacrifice. You want it? If you don't have it today, you want it? You can have it. This is Jesus. He's handing it out there to you. He wants you to have it. He's not holding it back either. He's wanting to throw it to you. How bad do you want it? It's available. And you don't have to go online and buy it. I had to go online and buy that griddle. This here, go to the Word of God. Get on your knees. Repent. Turn from the things that you love and would like to have. And just get rid of it. And then it's yours. This is yours. It's the only way it comes. That's the only way you can get it. I'm going to start over in chapter 4. And I'm going to keep moving here. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Yeah, I could go on and expound on that verse, what my thoughts are on that. Brothers and sisters, brothers, if you're out there preaching the word of God, preach it all. Preach it all. Be a Paul. I come to you, and I'm going to preach the whole counsel of God. Why? So there don't end up some blood on our hands when we meet Jesus face to face. Oh, you didn't tell them about so-and-so or this sin or that sin. I'm not here today to do that, okay? Please understand my heart. I want you to do the deciphering and the refining of your heart. You know what's in there, I don't. So it would be useless for me to start naming some of the things that could be in there. And I don't have time. I don't have time. I'll let you do that. But preach the gospel. Preach it all. Because there's too many lost souls out there in jeopardy to let something aside. By the way, if you don't have this, the lost souls are going to be lost. Because without rest, you can't preach the Word of God. You can't tell the lost sinner about it. Can you? If you don't have that rest, how can you tell him about rest? You can't. So what's going to happen with that poor soul? He's going to go to hell. So, please get that rest so you can give it to somebody else that don't have it. Oh, it's a vital. It's a life or death thing, right? I'm going to talk plain. It's life or death. Balaam didn't have it. And he ended up what? Dead. Without it. That's a terrible place to be. For we, which have believed, listen to these words. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said. As I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest. Oh, this is beautiful. This is beautiful. And if you haven't experienced it, please, I'm going to say it again. Don't go home. Although the works were finished from the foundation of the world, for he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this verse, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. There is a rest from our earthly works that we do. And I want to encourage you, brothers, when that time comes that you need that rest, that physical rest, do it, please. Don't push yourself. Don't push yourselves. That causes what? You just push yourself and you push yourself. Even if you're out there preaching the word and you're testifying and you're spreading the gospel and you get tired, please sit down and rest. Rest. Why? Because there's a thing that the world is involved with and it's called burnout. Ever hear that? I just burned out. I'm done. Let me ask you a question. What if my Lord Jesus Christ would have burned out on me? Said, I'm done with that James down there. He's the bullheadedest guy that you can ever imagine. I'm just done with him. He won't listen. Done with him. Write him off. What would have happened? Lord have mercy. He didn't do that. He didn't burn out on me. And he didn't burn out on you. He never will burn out. He will be the same today, same tomorrow. And he was the same yesterday. Nothing changes. But we have people that literally come on a project and they come into this thing strong and they just go after it. Whatever they're doing, whatever their position is, and they don't take time to rest their bodies and they just burn out and go home. Does that sound biblical? Steve, does that sound biblical? Absolutely not. Selfishness is what it is. Just plain selfishness. But it happens. Let us not burn out, brothers. If you're going to get a little time, when you get a little tired, rest. Just rest for 10 minutes. Get your bodies refreshed. Because that lost soul out there is in jeopardy if you do that. And there's too many souls at stake for us brethren as Christians to burn out and quit. But if this is not in place, this true rest right here, I believe, is not in place, then you are in danger of burning out. Verse 5. And in this place, if they shall enter, and in this place, again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached, enter not in because of unbelief. If someone that you're witnessing to, and you don't take the whole gospel to him, and he doesn't find rest because of it, you are going to be found with blood on your hands. It may be whatever case it may be. Just preach it all. Seeing therefore, verse 6, seeing therefore remaineth that some... No, I read that. 7. Again, he limiteth a certain day, saying to in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. How many times did we read that this morning? That makes the third time that we read that this morning. Is he speaking to you today? If he is, and you heard, act upon it. Act upon it. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? There remaineth therefore... Can we quote this together, please? This verse. Verse 9. There remaineth, therefore, a rest for the people of God. Is that a promise? Amen. That's not talking about a physical rest. That is talking about this type of rest right here. Do you have it? For he that is entered into this rest he also has ceased from his own works as God did from his. You have that type of rest, this rest, the works will just follow. They'll just follow. You're resting in God. God will show you exactly in due time what to do. What to say. How to act. Verse 11. Now listen, these two verses kind of contradict each other. It says, let us labor therefore to enter into that rest. I believe there is a labor. I believe there is. But I believe God will induce that. And give us direction. We don't have to drum it up ourselves. Can't. We'll fail. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest. Lest any man fall short. Lest any man fall short of unbelief. The Word of God is quick. It is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. By the way, if you're in here trying to hide something from God, I got some news for you. You're not hiding it from God. He sees it all. He even knows what you're going to think when you get outside of this door. And He really knows what you're going to think next week this time. Says the intents of the heart. Do you think that just this next minute or the next day? No, I believe He knows the intents of our hearts. Got a quote here. The believer is kept in perfect rest by mercy and grace through the Son of God. That's the only place you can get it. And that is not online. It takes a little bit more of pressing a couple buttons on the computer to get it. I'd encourage you this morning to press the button of fully surrender. Fully surrender. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed unto the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to that profession. By the way, brothers and sisters, if you're in here today and you have this perfect peace and rest, keep it. Don't let the devil steal that from you. Don't let him try to tell you one time you don't have it. Please don't. Because he's going to try. And he does try. There's no question. He does try. He'll tell you lies. He's a liar and he's a father of lies. If you are in here this morning and you have that perfect peace and rest, keep it. Ask God to help you keep it. He will. He will. Because He loves you so much. For if we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of infirmities, of our infirmities, but was at all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. There was a lot more verses that I have, and I would just encourage you this morning. These verses that I'm going to read to you at this point, you have probably heard these verses over and over, and you probably read them verses over and over and over. But I'm going to read them again. You may be in here today. Matthew 11. You know where I'm going. Come unto me. Come. All ye that labor, ye that are laboring and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. But what did it say first? Come. You can't have it if you don't come get it. It remaineth right here. And I'm not physically saying you need to come get this. You understand what I'm saying? Come. Come! If you have something that's just not setting right, come get it so you can be refreshed. Or maybe you never had it. And if you have it, praise God. Keep it. It's yours. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. You want it? For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. I'm going to close with a couple of verses from Thessalonians. And I know I didn't get where I wanted to be today, but that's okay. Turn with me to Thessalonians 4. Again, if you are here today, you are, I'll just read it, okay? Chapter 4 of 1 Thessalonians, verse 12 says that you may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that you may have lack of nothing. If this is in place, that enables you to walk among those that are without. But if you're just kind of not truly resting in that rest, guess what? Those that are without will be able to tell. They'll be able to tell. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with them. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. Verse 16, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. My mind went back. The person said she's not sure she's going to wake up again. But if you fall asleep in this, it don't matter. God's going to raise you up first. Verse 17, then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. That's where I hope. That's where I trust that everyone in here is. But if not, I don't know where you'll be that day when this happens. I don't know where you'll be. But I can tell you today, if you are not walking in this rest, fully surrounded in this rest, and you're in unrest, things are just upheaving, things just are not going right because of maybe something, whatever that may be, and you have not dealt with it, can I say this? You won't be in the clouds with them together. Is that true? I think it is. Take it serious. Brother Benji, is that true? If you haven't dealt with something that keeps you from falling into that rest with God, peace with God, in harmony with God, and you just don't do nothing about it, and that day comes. I stand to be corrected if I'm wrong there. Will you be in the clouds with those that died in rest in Jesus? I don't think you will be. You won't be. Let's not water it down, brothers and sisters. You won't be there in the clouds. Sorry. Just how it is. You will be elsewhere. Where, I don't know. But not there. And if you miss that, you'll be in a dire need of everything. You'll be in dire need of everything. In dire need of peace, hope, life, love, joy, truth, salvation, faith. It's not going to be no more available. It's over. It's done. Won't happen again. The opportunity is past. It'll never come back again. Never. It'll be past. You want to be there. You want to be there. Brothers and sisters, encourage those that you may know that aren't there. Encourage them. Brothers and sisters, friends, if I said something up here today that was not truth, that was not my intentions. If I said something up here today that didn't set right, come talk to me. If I said something today and God spoke to you, do something about it. I plead with you again. Today is the day. Now is the time. Don't go home that way. Because you may never get another opportunity. And you want to be in the clouds with Jesus Christ, there forever and ever and ever and ever. No more toil. No more strife, no more just everything just beautiful, and I can't explain it. But that's where you want to be today. You want to know that that's where you're going. God bless you. I trust you can find it.